Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is just a day of gratitude and praise for me, not only because of the book, but because my doctor, I had a procedure done, and the doctor called me to say I was cancer-free yesterday, and I'm super, super grateful for that news. And today is an amazing day for me because one, I'm going to be doing a commercial-free episode of the show today because I get the opportunity to hang out with a large number of my colleagues from the Gratitude Project. So, not disturb the dialogue, and I'm going to go to them one by one, and we just want to flood the airwaves of our gratitude experiences, which is extremely, extremely diverse. I want to applaud and show gratitude to Donna Kozak for putting this amazing project together and to just pull people from around the world to express the things that they are grateful for, and which to show gratitude for. So, without any further delay, you can just tell how I am. I want to go to my first co-author, and your last four digits are 5600. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, this is Tamara Joy, and I'm co-author of Celebrating 65 Days of Gratitude and calling in from Denver.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations on your cancer being in remission. That's wonderful news. My entry is actually about my mother who faced cancer.
Yeah, it's not remission. When they did my mammogram, they saw some calcification, and it was a precautionary measure that they did the biopsy on Monday.
Okay.
A result that should have been in 4 days came in a day after, and she called me yesterday. So I'm just so grateful for that news. What does gratitude mean to you, Camilla?
Yes, well, what I wrote about is actually what my mom taught me. And she said, you focus on grows. And she began every day by journaling about what she was grateful for, mm-hmm. and truly had an attitude of gratitude. And I've thought about her words, "What you focus on grows," a lot, not only when she was alive, but especially after she passed away this February from cancer. And I just think that we have a choice in every situation to focus on the positive or the negative. And I was just honored to be a part of the Gratitude Project. With all the negative events going on in the world, I wanted to be a part of something positive.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Memory. What a memory for your mom, because it's not only is it a memory and a legacy for you and your family, but it is a memory that is giving hope to the rest of the world, because we know we are people are hopeless.
Right.
And I know that this will be giving hope to every person that reads the book. And I understand that you have a leg towards the legacy for your mom. You want to talk about that briefly?
Of course. Just briefly, I am currently writing a resource guide for families facing cancer. And it's basically the book that I wish I had during the short 3 months after I was diagnosed with stage four, and she passed away in February of this year. And if people want to learn it, you can go to CrashCourseWithCancer.com. I will publish it in 2012. And I'm passionate about helping other families, and it's just going to help people understand the major issues at each stage of the process with cancer, from diagnosis to even grieving and honoring the legacy of a loved one. So,
well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you can hang around for as long as you have. I know you have another commitment, but I know there are many of us. So I just want to move on to someone else. And again, congratulations, and I look forward to learning more about the work that you're involved with, Carmela. Stay blessed.
Thank you, Dr. Daphne.
You're very welcome. And my next co-author, your first three digits are 516. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Pete Sutchman. I'm calling from Oceanside, New York.
Hello, Pete.
Hello. Congratulations on your good news.
Yes, thank you. Every work I do, I get excited when there's a man around. So I'm super excited co-authoring with a male. What does gratitude mean for you, Pete?
Gratitude means taking time to say thank you, to try to pay it forward and spread it around. I just don't think there's enough people stopping to reflect on what they have and taking the time to be grateful for it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And what, being part of this amazing project, what does it mean to you, and what's your entry on?
I got two entries in the book, and my first entry was a simple statement of gratitude to my parents, to my wife and my two kids, and my dog Snowflake, and how much they mean to me. And I just retired after 30 years in the classroom as a science teacher, and I mentioned how wonderful Facebook is and how I to stay in touch with so many of my students. And my last point was I'm grateful for the hobby of magic, which I've enjoyed now for 40 years. It was a wonderful part of my classroom experience, and I'm setting up a business now, and this project has inspired me to create a book called Magic Moments with Class, sharing with teachers outstanding resources that I've pulled together over my 30 years and how to use magic in the classroom to get kids excited about learning.
So you are an entrepreneur, so I look forward to meeting you at the conference in New York in March. We are having an entrepreneurial conference there. So, however, you are just down the road from me, Pete. I'm up in Connecticut, so we ought to stay connected and see how we can add value.
I would love that. Thank you.
And you know, the project you're working on is one that is well needed in the diverse classrooms that we experience here, because you spend many years in there, and you know how the kids are. So anything that will enhance their learning is well needed. So congratulations.
My motto is every teacher needs a bag of tricks, and
that's
true. It's so true.
That's right. Well, thank you again for coming in on the show, and I want to move to my next colleague.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Pete. Good morning. Your last four digits are 4219. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Good morning, Dr. Daphne.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so sorry about that. I've had a lot of difficulty trying to connect with you this morning, but I'm Patrick Sims, and I'm from Lawton, Oklahoma.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. And gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. What does that mean to you?
Gratitude means to me, Doctor, is that you say thank you, but you're not just saying thank you. You're actually putting it into action. My parents and grandparents taught us the words of Jesus in Luke 6:38 that says, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom." So I've learned from early on that when we give, it always returns back to you.
That's right. That's right. And the more we give is the more we have, versus people thinking I'm hoarding because I don't have enough. Without
right.
understanding that what you give is going to come back so much more. And
right.
this is why I'm excited about having as many of us on this show this morning to help to invest in my listeners, because
yes.
they need to understand the blessing
yes.
which comes
Luke.
From generosity and gratefulness, because people go around in this world with a sense of entitlement.
Yes.
And that is so wrong.
Yes.
That's so wrong. So let's talk about your entry. What was your entry on?
My entry was concerning my gratitude to God the Father, of course, for saving my husband's life. He had a tumor embedded in the occipital area of his brain, and the doctors anticipated that he would, if he lived, that he would be blind and that he would be a vegetable, and he had open-heart surgery. He had to have a kidney extracted, and he had six surgeries in the space of 6 weeks, some major surgeries, and in the process of all of that, I held his hand, watched him die, and just believed God, and on the third day, he rose like Jesus
Woo!
Did, and I know.
I need to have you back on one of my Sunday shows to share that story. What a blessing.
I would love to. I'm writing a book about it now. It's called Eyewitness, and it's concerning mostly the miracle about this, everything that happened with him. It was a two-month journey, but mm-hmm. I learned so many miracles happened.
Wonderful.
But it's also briefly about some of the miracles of my own life. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to share, people are without hope and need to be inspired and reminded that we are so blessed.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And I just want in, because I'm not sure how many of us will be calling in today, I
okay.
would love to
Definitely.
Keep the conversation focused on the gratitude book. And if for some of the authors who are probably in both books, let us keep the conversation focused on these two items today. So feel back in touch with me if you think that the work you're doing will add value to my listeners. Get back in touch with me, and I'll be happy to schedule a time when we could have more lengthy conversation. However, today I would love to keep us focused on the project and task at hand. So if you could do that, I would
yes.
be grateful. I want to also mention, because I got so excited and I did not mention to those who are listening online, that we need your support today. What we want for you to do is to go to Amazon. And for those people in the chat room, we want you to go to Amazon. It's http://amzn.to/ SCLMXY is the link. And what we would like for you to do is to purchase a copy of the book. We want to go up on the charts today. We want to make record. And what better book to climb the ranks today to the number one slot than celebrating 360 of gratitude. We want to express our gratitude to you for doing that. It's the best holiday gift that you could give to someone. This is a gift they will not unwrap and then put it to the side. It is going to become the second Bible in every household. So why don't you do that for us? Go to Amazon, look for Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. You must do it today. December the 12th, 2011. Today is the only day that your sale will count towards our elevation. So please, be nice to us and do that. So we thank you in advance, and we are going to be thanking you afterwards. There's some amazing free gifts that you will be getting. So you don't want to not go today. Do it before midnight today, December the 14th, 2011. And now I'm going to go to another of my colleagues. And your last four digits are 5815. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
I can go.
I can't hear you. You need volume up. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Good morning. My name is Akilah Davis, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada.
Hello, Canada.
Hello.
What does gratitude mean for you, and what was your entry in the book?
Gratitude for me is a path to personal happiness.
Yes.
None of us are islands, and we have mm-hmm. to stop and recognize
yes.
The blessings we've had in people and circumstances to get where we are today and who we are today.
Yes.
And my entry is about recognizing gratitude.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to move on to someone else, but for those of you who can stay online, please do so, because I want to encourage the listeners to call in with their feedbacks or questions. And the number to do so is 646-915-8166. And I go to my next colleague. I want to just mention about one of my entries. I think I have three in. And one of my entries is the gratitude for my son, Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson, who the Lord has blessed me with after having five miscarriages. And I'm so thankful for that blessing, because today I celebrate he is 29 years old, and I am so grateful for that. I want to go to my next colleague, and your first three digits are 6-1. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Did you say 619?
Yes, I did.
Oh, awesome. Oh, you are making me so happy this morning. This is Hannah McGlasson, the Brilliance Coach from San Diego, California.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am smiling so big. I love that you were able to release the cancer, because my submission to the Gratitude Project has to do with the gratitude you need to have for the things that you wouldn't normally have gratitude for. It's easy to be grateful for love and family and all the great things you have in life. It's not so easy to have gratitude for things you don't think of, and it's even harder to have gratitude for the challenges that you face in life. Isn't that right?
That's right. It's interesting you say that, because even when my mammogram showed the calcification, I told the doctor, it's calcification, and they couldn't understand. And then yesterday when I called a couple of my girlfriends to share the news, they said, but Anyway, you knew that before. I said, yes, I know. Because I said, my body does not harbor any disease. This is the temple. And it's a holy, infinite place. So why would it harbor disease in there? So today is a double day of gratitude. Because you know something? The doctor was supposed to call me this evening or tomorrow morning. And instead, she called me a day early. She said, I couldn't believe I got your results back already. Because you know what? God wanted me to have this to share with this gratitude project this morning. And that's why he speeded it up. So I'm so super excited about it.
Well, you're living exactly that you are grateful, you have gratitude for your challenges, and you are a very strong person for it. Thank you so much, Dr. Daphne.
Thank you. And, you know, I honestly and truly hope I get to have dialogue again with each and every one of you, because I'm feeling so strong that we can all add value to each other's mission and vision. So please do stay connected.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to move on to my next colleague. And your last four digits are 5489. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Hello, caller? I will go to the next person and come back to you. Your first three digits are 408. Are you there? Okay, I will come back to you right along. Good morning, caller. Your first three digits are 651. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Peggy Lee Hansen from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Hello,
Peggy. Good morning,
Peggy.
Dr. Daphne.
Good morning. What does gratitude mean for you, and what was your
entries to the book? Okay, gratitude means to me accepting and thanking the challenges that come into our life that help us succeed to the point of being exactly where we are today because of those challenges.
Yes.
And the two, I have been a contributor in all the gratitude projects.
You go.
Thank you. I absolutely love it. When Donna Kozik released this brainchild of hers, I knew it was something that I had to do. I have felt gratitude for so many years of my life, and it has truly strengthened me to the point of getting through all challenges. And I'm just so grateful. The Christmas memory entry that I wrote about is when I was about 3-4 years old or so, and it was one of my earliest memories of with my sister and I sneaking down the stairs waiting to see if Santa had come yet. And that was just the belief and disillusionment. And, because later, she told me about how she knew where the Christmas presents were kept. And it was just like, no, that's not true. That was just, I was disillusioned. But yet, in my later years, I was reaffirmed that there is a Santa Claus. There is. He lives and breathes and is in each one of us. And so I took the opportunity to write about that particular subject.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing that with the rest of the world to bring us some laughter and appreciation of all the experiences in our lives, because sometimes we have experiences and we see no value in them. And as we sit and become still, and these things relive themselves in us, we understand the value they add. So thanks for sharing one such experience with us.
Thank you, Dr. Daphne. I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And I want to go back to my colleague on 5217. Are you there?
Yes.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. I'm Deborah McLaughlin from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yes, you're up the road from me. I'm in Connecticut.
Happy to be on the show.
Thank you. What does gratitude mean for you?
Gratitude to me means really being present in your life and really taking it in and just noticing, some of the things that have been said today have been talking about challenges as well. And I think gratitude is taking the learning from the challenges that we encounter.
That's
and
right.
The section that I provided was talking about taking gratitude for the heroes in our life, recognizing, even the littlest gesture of people who really are heroes, as well as stepping up to be the hero in your own life, even when where you're going is not clear and you're not sure if you have the resources or the energy to get there, but to know that you'll be provided along the way whatever you need, provided
That's
you
right.
take those first steps to the unknown.
That's right. Beautiful, beautiful. And again, I want to encourage the listeners, whether you're listening online or in the chat room or on the phone, we want you to start to go to Amazon and purchase 365 Days of Gratitude and help us climb the charts today. What better book to make the number one slot than celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude? Help us make this happen. I want to thank my co-authors for taking the time to come and share the mic with me to invest in my listeners. And I want to go to one of my other colleagues. And my colleague is on...
Hello? Are we all unmuted?
She's supposed to be talking to another caller, and then it just kind of died.
Uh-oh. It's another challenge to celebrate.
Cute. The girl just said, it's another challenge to celebrate. I think they're having technical difficulties. Hey, guys. You can't enhance this.
Congratulations, everyone.
It logged on and didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Contact us at warranty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Said, okay, I bought a 3-year warranty. If it
applies, not,
yep. A year after.
All of them open but that one. I see it. Just a minute. Let me get the key back out.
That's all it was.
Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 440. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? We'll have to go to someone else. Good morning, caller 518. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Rich Sliota.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, I'm calling from very upstate New York, near Lake Placid.
All right. What does gratitude mean for you? We are having some interruption with Skype. So whether or not you can hear me, just continue to hear me again. Do not stop.
Okay.
What does gratitude mean to you?
What gratitude means to me? Well, to me, gratitude is just so important. It's critical to well-being and motivation and happiness. And it's just something, it's a feeling, it's a mindset that we really need to have in order to enjoy life to its fullest.
And what was your entry in the book? What's your entry on?
It's called Precious Moments.
Ah, tell us about those.
Well, what it's about is just the importance of making the choice to notice the precious moments, the beauty in life, the wonderful memories, and to just pay attention to that, whether it's appreciating nature and beauty or connections with people, you know, to be aware and just be open to surprise and just to enjoy that and embrace that. And, you know, it's just a mindset that if you have it, it just helps. And you see things to be grateful about every day and to appreciate.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for taking the time out this morning to invest in my listeners. And I do hope we continue this conversation to see how we can add value.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing.
Thank you so much. I want to go to caller Anom. Your first three digits are 440. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, caller 440.
Well, you're still talking to me. 518.
Okay, all right. All right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, then I'm going to go to caller on 408. Your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area. No. Not working. It's too bad she's having all these technical problems.
I think I got disconnected.
call at 619. Right now my switchboard is all mixed up. I don't think we spoke yet. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Dr. Daphne. This is Donna Kozik.
Hello,
from the Gratitude Book Project.
Sure. I'm Madam Editor. Well, congratulations, ma'am, on this amazing project.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for being part of it.
I am so excited, and today, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, it's a double day of gratitude because when they did my mammogram, they saw some calcification. And on Monday, I went in to do the biopsy, and the doctor told me she would have gotten in touch with me Wednesday evening or Thursday morning. Well, what you know, she called me yesterday afternoon to give me the good news that I was cancer-free. And I said the Lord wanted me to have that news to share with this gratitude project. So I'm super grateful for today, and I'm super grateful for life. And just thank you for including me in this amazing project.
Well, I am super grateful for you, and I'm so happy for your good news.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been having some challenges with Skype, but because we are so grateful for it, we know it's not going to act up anymore. But I want you, Donna, to just give a little history about the project and how it came about, and what are some of the feedbacks that you have got from this amazing project.
Well, thanks for asking. It actually, the project came about from an idea I had in the shower one morning last year, and it was a way to bring together two of my favorite things. And the first is showing people how to write and get published in books, and the second being my favorite holiday of Thanksgiving and the whole holiday season, and thought I'd bring them both together for the Gratitude Book Project. We published our first edition last year around this time, and we've been celebrating moms and motherhood. We've been celebrating pets and Christmas memories, but we decided to go back to our roots where it all started with celebrating 365 days of gratitude, and are really proud to bring the 2012 edition to everybody.
So grateful. You know, Donna, I'm so relieved to know that I'm not the only person that goes into my journal or my scratch pad. When I tell people that I always have my writing equipment close by when I'm in the shower or in the bath, I think I'm crazy. So, I'm glad I'm not the only one that does that, because that's the place that you get a lot of creative ideas.
Exactly. It's like a meditative process. But the thing
that's
is, getting out of that shower and drying off and taking action. And I was glad I did that with the book. And I'm just so excited to hear all the different co-authors coming on your show and talking about what they're grateful for. And that just makes my heart sing.
Yes. Thank you for trusting us enough, loving us, and respecting us enough to share this space with you at this time. I want you to remain on because I want to include you in some of the conversations that's going to take place. And if you so feel a desire to chime in when any of my other colleagues are on, please do so.
I'd be happy to.
All right. I'm going to go to my colleague on 503. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, thank you so much. My name is Sandy Cornet, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be on the call today. I just heard Donna speak, and that's fabulous. I've been following Donna for a while now with her book in the weekends and writing courses and so forth. I've been in the Gratitude Book Project 365 days. I've been on it. I was an author in it in the first book. And I definitely wanted to continue to do that in the second book as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I live in a space of gratitude. I say my little gratitudes every morning to thank the universe, God, source, you know, for just being, for life. And so basically that's the reason that I wanted to participate. My little quote is, when we live in a space of gratitude, the world of possibility opens for us.
Mm-hmm. How long, did your name is Sandy, right?
Sandy, yes.
Right. How long have you been embracing a life of gratitude?
For many, 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 many years. Probably, really, since my children were born. And my oldest is, I think he just turned 40. It's hard to remember the numbers, but yeah, 40 and 38, I think. So probably.
All your life.
Yeah, most of my life.
Sandy, this is Donna, and what I really like about what you're saying about gratitude and doing the moments in the morning is all about being present in the moment. And I think that that's what gratitude is all about, kind of taking a heartbeat, taking a heart breath, if you will, and noticing what we're thankful for and how it can just uplift you throughout the entire day. So I think that's fantastic, Sandy.
Thanks,
Donna. I agree with you, definitely. It is about being in the moment, being in the now. Yes.
Well,
so,
Sandy,
yes.
I want to thank you for sharing that with the rest of the world. Because, as I said at the top of the hour, there are so many people without hope. And for you to say that you have kids that they are in their 40s, and you live a life of gratitude. So people can say, hey, this thing is not too bad after all. It's not a cliche. Because people really don't understand. So what this 365 days of gratitude is doing to people is to give them a manual, something tangible for them to hold on to and to embrace and to cuddle and work themselves as they begin to read these entries. They themselves will start to create gratitude and hopefully step up to the plate to be involved in this project as it grows. So I want to thank you for sharing that, Sandy.
Thank you as well, Dr. Daphne, for sharing what you just did. That was beautiful.
Okay. I want to move to my colleague on your first three digits are 408. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hi, Mary. Did we speak already or no?
No.
Okay, there was someone from San Francisco Bay. Gratitude. What is that?
Gratitude for me is so many things. First of all, thanks to you for putting this together this morning. It's so fun and exciting to actually hear all our colleagues and we've read their words before, but it's great to hear voices, too. I've been a part of every one of the Gratitude Book projects, and it's fun to hear Donna as well, so it's great that she's on here. But the entry that I wrote about this time was all the little things in life to be grateful for. I think we hit the big ones, and there's so many milestones in life, but it's the little things that we sometimes forget. Just looking up at the stars at night or feeling the rain on our face or little things like that can be so exciting. Just lighting a candle or listening to some music that you love can be so great.
Mm. I want to thank you. And as you mentioned that, I think it would be just appropriate that I think I have three entries in the book. I submitted three, but so if all three didn't make it, then for the next one, the other one is going to make it. So seeing that I'm not sure which ones make it, I will just go ahead and mention the ones that I submit.
Mary, are you still with us?
I am. It's kind of going in and out, so I kind of lost her for a little while.
Yeah, I think that Dr. Daphne's using Skype, and she's having some problems with that this morning. So I'll just kind of pick up a little bit here.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks for being part of all the different book projects. And I agree with you with what you say about the little things. And as you're going through the list about the rain and that, I'd also add coffee. especially for us here on the West Coast. We're
absolutely
up a little bit early.
I've done my share this morning.
I know. I think I will be getting a second cup going here shortly. So it is beautiful. Can you tell, you are in the Christmas Memories book as well?
I am. I've done all the books, and I'm thrilled to be part of it. You're such a great organizer, Donna, and it's just a joy to be part of something so meaningful. And also the fact that the proceeds go to wonderful charities is a really big thing, too. But I wanted to, I was hoping Dr. Daphne would come back. I wanted to congratulate her on her good news, health news, because I also am I'm a 21-year breast cancer survivor, so that's a really big thing that I'm grateful for.
Oh, that's wonderful. 21 years. Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Mary. That is fantastic.
I'm very blessed.
Yes, I'm sure she'll be joining us shortly. You mentioned the nonprofit organizations that benefit from sales of the Gratitude Book Project, and we are really excited to support these organizations. They are the ASPCA for the Prevention of Abuse to Animals, also Feeding America, which is all about bringing food to the hungry, and then Women for Women International, which is a global project to help support women. And the Gratitude Book Project is really pleased to be able to support these nonprofits that are really going through tough times themselves right now. And if you want to join Mary and myself and everyone else in supporting these nonprofits and feeling the good feeling of gratitude, you can go to Amazon.com today and buy our books, The Gratitude Book Project, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, and also The Gratitude Book Project, My Favorite Christmas Memory. Mary, what was your Christmas memory piece about?
My Christmas memory was one special Christmas when our children were little and we did kind of a surprise for them by getting them a little golden retriever puppy. And we put it in a big box with a red bow on it. And they didn't quite notice that it was wiggling a little bit. But it was very exciting and just one of those unconditional love special moments that will always live within inside of you. So it was really special.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
I want to thank you both for keep it going, and that's wonderful that you do that because Skype has a mind of its own, and we are so grateful for it. So I thank you guys for continuing so we do not have a dead section. And I will, Sandy, I heard you said something you wish I was there, but I'll catch it on the archive. So I'll go back and I'll listen to the show to catch it. So I'm so thankful to you, Donna, for continuing dialogue. I want to go to my colleague on 858, your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Kayvon Peterson, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada. What is what does gratitude mean to you?
Well, gratitude just really means to me, it took me honestly a long time to write the piece, only because up until September, I've had a lot of personal things going on, and I didn't understand gratitude and what my piece was, life, lessons and future encounters. And basically what it means to me is just whether I'm going through an obstacle or a rewarding time in life, or wherever I'm at, just to be grateful, to be grateful, to embrace the moment, to just say thank you to life in general, because it makes me and everyone else, when you're going through life, stronger.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we want to just thank you so much for sharing with the rest of us, rest of the world.
Well, I thank you, too. I think you have an awesome show going on, and I just want to say thank you to Donna as well, because I've worked with other editors and publishers, and, you know, Donna's really been on it, keeping communication open. So I just want to thank both of you guys as well, and happy holidays, and just continue to do the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have Dr. Daphne with us still. I don't think so. Do we have the caller from Las Vegas? Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. What was your first name again?
Kehlani.
Kehlani. Kehlani, thank you so much for sharing about taking part in the book project, and I'm glad that we're able to serve you with some communications and things like that. Earlier we were talking to Mary about her piece and things, and like what you had to say, and also just reminded me that sometimes we can be grateful for memories. When I sometimes on the calls that I do for the Gratitude Book Project, I talk about my own personal experience and the sweet memories that I have of my grandparents and my parents who have all passed on. And although sometimes they can be a little bit bittersweet, I find that time heals and they can be just wonderful memories as well. In addition, just to things I've been experiencing in my own life, and I can be grateful for these memories. And so I was wondering, do you have any memories or anything specific, maybe from holiday times past or anything that you remember with gratitude?
Well, yes, my family is from Barbados, and I chose to move to the United States, and we used to always, just how Thanksgiving is big here, it is big in Barbados as well, and I just remember being with my family. Everyone came, whatever island or country they were living in. I have a diverse family. We all gathered, and now it just seems that, you know, as we get older and we're getting into our professional lives, we don't really see that. So especially this Thanksgiving, I was really fortunate that a lot of my family came to Las Vegas to see me. So I'm thankful for everything that I'm, you know, doing in life and everything that has panned out that I've, you know, been through to make me get to this point in life.
Yeah. Wow, what a wonderful experience that you must have had, even just a life experience that's really carried you places from, like, the Barbados to Las Vegas, which is, if you're listening, you've never been to Las Vegas, you've got to experience it at least once. It really is a fun place, and it's just entertainment. You can find something to enjoy for yourself in Las Vegas, and there are just some beautiful things to see there. So Thanksgiving, you had your family around. Did you have any special family traditions or anything that you did, or did you start some new traditions?
Oh, my goodness, yes, Donna. When I was younger, oh, goodness, they used to bring a goat. And I went to school, and everybody knew me. And in the ritual, I don't know how much people know about the West Indian culture, but a lot of times they sacrifice, like, goat and make it into, like, stew goat meat. And they would bring a goat from Virginia. This was when I was living in Tennessee. And they would literally do the ritual. And at first, you know, I was so embarrassed because I'm more American. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But you know what? Those moments are what kept my family going, honestly.
Okay.
Just to sit around.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. So I'm back. Oh, Donna, you are such a blessing to me this morning and to the rest. We are so grateful for you. And I heard you, someone from Barbados at the moment?
Yes, ma'am. Las Vegas, Kehlani.
Okay. And I'm not sure what number I'm to go to. So I'm just going to open a line. If I open and I spoke with you already, you just let me know that. I'm so grateful for your understanding. I'm going to go to caller on 562. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning. I'm from Long Beach, California. My name is Marisol.
Hi, Lani. How are you?
Hi. Good. And yourself?
I am blessed. What does gratitude mean for you?
For me, basically, it means to be grateful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Basic, and I think it's a daily cultivation because, you know, you can still have really difficult circumstances, but I love a quote that says, every day is not a good day, but there's something good in every day.
That's right. That's it there. Because just waking up to see the new day is already you're ahead of the game of those people who did not get the opportunity to wake up. So it is
exactly.
Indeed a blessing. Yes, yes.
Exactly.
What is your entry in the book about?
My entry in the book is actually about motherhood. And when I first started writing it, I didn't know I was grateful for motherhood. I'm a single parent with children from two different fathers.
Yeah.
So I basically have had to restart single parenting for a second time. I'm on my first year of my second time, and it's been pretty difficult, but I'm definitely grateful for the experience and for my children.
And for the lessons.
Yes, definitely. They're priceless.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am so blessed to call you colleague and to be part of this project with you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. This is my first time being published in one of my writing pieces, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm so happy and grateful that my writing got chosen.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we are so happy to include it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And we are going to move to 760, your name and where you're calling from, please. 760.
This is Sue in Carlsbad, California.
Hello, Sue. Good morning. Thanks for taking time to call in.
I'm sorry?
I said thank you for taking time to call in this morning.
Oh, yes, thank you.
What entry in the book about?
Well, I have three entries in the book, and I'm really pleased that Donna selected three for the 365 book. And the first one that I wrote was, I called it Happy New Year, and it's an entry that's going in for early September.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about just how some people dread September, but I always love September because it's about the new year for me since I've been kind of in school my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I look at learning as lifelong, and I just think September is like a nice clean whiteboard, a new beginning, a new year, and it's a time of just renewal. And so I do a lot of seminars and workshops, and my business is theredteam.com, and I help people clear their clutter and get organized.
Can I just stop you? I want us to focus today on the two books. So let's us just concentrate and focus there. That's why we want all the energies to go today. So I'm willing to get into another business at another time. Let's just focus on the books today. Thank you.
Sure.
So
that's the entry from early September about the start of a new year and a fresh start in the beginning.
When you were invited to be part of this project, why did you say yes?
I think a book on each day of gratitude is a very wonderful inspiration for people to start each day. I look at each day as a new beginning and a fresh start, and it's the kind of book that people can pick up and read just in a short period of time. They can keep it by their nightstand, and they can read it right before they go to bed. Closing out the day, they can read it to start the day. And I think that each day is really unique, and it's what we make of it.
That's
so
right.
So I think the 365 gratitude is a wonderful way to put together different thoughts from people all across the country.
And I think, as you mentioned, all those places where the book is suited to be, I think for those people who work in those cubicles that they call them the miserable cubicles on their jobs, that's a good place to have that book, because even though you see those cubicles as being miserable, you ought to be grateful that you have a cubicle to go to anyhow. So
And have a job.
And have a job. So I want them to be grateful. As a matter of fact, you're traveling on the train, the bus, take that book with you, because there's going to be circumstances that shows up at different times and at different places when you're going to want to just pull that manual out and say, I would have reacted, but because I have this thankful, I can not react. So, Adonna, would you take this opportunity to tell people how to go to Amazon today and just help us get to where we deserve to be?
That's right. So we're looking to become have a big jump in sales today for our Amazon Big Splash Day. And you could just go to Amazon.com and search on the Gratitude Book Project, and you'll see several editions of our book come up. You're actually looking for the one that doesn't have a picture. It says image not available, or and there's the little Amazon symbol. Our book is so newly published that they haven't been able to get the picture up yet. That's the book you want, though, for our 2012 edition. Also, while you're there, you might want to throw in your cart a copy of our book, The Gratitude Book Project, My Favorite Christmas Memory, which is just wonderful and has some great stories from people about their favorite holiday memories growing up, and just it's another real joy of a book. So that's where you go, to Amazon.com.
And not only are they going there to spend money, but after they spend money, there's some nice stuff they can get for free, right? You want
to
talk
about
that?
That's right. You can send your receipt to the email address Amazon@mybigbusinesscard.com. That's my company, and I'm giving out some free gifts about how to write and publish your book, how to promote your book, or your upcoming book if you're a want-to-be author. And all you have to do is send your Amazon receipt to Amazon@mybigbusinesscard.com. That's one of that's a division of my company, and we'll be happy to send you these audios and PDFs that are valued at around $500.
Okay. Thank you. I want to remind my listeners, don't be so quiet. Call in and ask some questions of my my colleagues. The number to do so is 646-581-66. And I have someone's line here that's open, and I'm not sure whether I spoke to the person before. And thank you, Donna, for just updating the listeners how they can take advantage of the book. And the count is only for today. Not that you cannot purchase the book after today, but in order for us to move in the number one position, you need to purchase today before midnight on December the 14th, 2011. So I want to go to the caller on 440. Have we spoken yet? Your last four digits are 8865. Have we spoken? Well, I guess we probably have. There's nobody there. So let me go to caller on 708. Have we spoken yet? 708, are you there?
Is that the area code?
Hello?
Is that the area code?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Hi, this is Teresa Vallade. I'm one of the co-authors of Gratitude 365.
Yes, and where are you calling us from, please?
I'm calling from Illinois, actually, close to Chicago, Illinois, though I live and work in Valparaiso, Indiana.
All right. So, gratitude. You said yes to Donna when she reached out. Why? And what was your entry about?
I actually was a co-author in the first volume and found that to be such a wonderful gift to participate with all these other authors, but also to give that gift of gratitude to my friends and family and colleagues. I got so much positive feedback and thank you that I just was thrilled to participate in a volume two.
Wow.
And my entry is about a time in my life where I spent way too much time looking at other people's lives and mm-hmm. what they were getting and why they were happy. And I fell into a real time of envy and self-pity, and I just couldn't figure out why I was not happy. And I started doing some reading and realizing that in order for me to really get what I was looking for, I had to start giving first. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I started volunteering and getting involved with people who really helped teach me the meaning of what it means to be grateful. And
what?
It had very little to do with what I wanted,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
had much more to do with what others needed.
Well, you know something? Grateful that you took the time to accept and embrace that, and to be humble enough to share that with the world. And I know that that entry in itself will help people to understand more about who they are, and to know that they themselves has the ability to go where they need to be without viewing other people's lives as a hindrance to where they need to go. So I want to thank you so very much for sharing.
Sure.
That.
Thank you for giving me the chance to share it and get excited about the book.
Yes, you're very welcome. I want to go to the caller. Last four digits are 6559. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Denson Medina, and I'm calling from Hawaii right now.
Hello, Hawaii.
Yeah, it's pretty early here.
I know, but you know something? I'm so grateful that you got up so early to be part of this. It simply means that you know it was worth the while.
Yeah, great. I'm happy to be part of the project.
Yes. Talk to us about...
Okay, well, I was fortunate to have three of my selections taken for the book. And basically... there are about three different people. One of them is my niece who's battling cancer now. It's terminal cancer, but she battles through it and manages to wake up every day and live in gratitude for every day that she's continuing to be given. I wrote another story about my classmate who broke his neck after our freshman year in high school and found himself in a wheelchair and... even that, I mean, he started off as a really angry person, but then he saw all of the work that people took, his classmates, his friends, his family, to help him to experience life fully. And so he was able actually to go out to college, get his PhD, and teach college and become a very, very grateful person for the time that he had. Ooh. And then the third story is about my sister, who lost her business partner and her life partner in the span of 70 days and managed to kind of work through the grief to find out that, you know, life still has lots to offer despite your circumstances.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my heavens. You have some, tears running down my face. I want to thank you so very much because when... I listened to you share that, and I'm sure for those of you who are listening, some you probably have seen that video with Nick sharing his story. That Nick is the man that has no limbs, and he's living such a full life, traveling the world, empowering people. And for each time I view that, I cry. And just to listen to you now share those three powerful gratitude experiences, it brought tears to my eyes. So I just want to thank
Benson, this is Donna, and I also appreciate you sharing those stories and being part of the Gratitude Book Project. One thing that you were saying, and also the caller from Illinois was talking about the people around us, and we can be grateful for the people around us for sure. But also to be able to see how other people uplift themselves and think for ourselves, you know, but for the grace of God, go I in some situations, and how, you know what, it's not so bad, and other people have some challenges and some struggles, and they are still able to rise above. And I think when we recognize that in others, it lifts our vibration even higher. And I really appreciate you for sharing those stories.
Mm-hmm. Donna, thank you so much for reaching out to me and inviting me to be a part of this project. It's got to be one of the, in fact, it probably is one of the most fulfilling and wonderful things I've ever been a part of. So thank you so much for including me.
Wow. I just want to thank all my colleagues for calling in. We still have 47 minutes, and I'm praying that others will call in to share their stories. And I'll go to Donna in a moment to share more about this project and what it has been doing for her career and all of that. But before I do that, I want to take this opportunity to talk a bit about my third piece. And it was showing gratitude for a gentleman I'd known all my life, Professor Clive Brown. He was my childhood sweetheart, and he left Jamaica and he came here, went to school. I had him marry someone else. Then this past January, we realized that there was still something there, and seeing that we were both available, we rekindled the relationship. And it was such a rewarding thing that it was happening. He expressed so much gratitude. He was sick at the time, and I did not understand how sick he was. Although I knew his diagnosis, we were just so happy and appreciative of being back together. When we began communicating again, he went over every detail of the relationship and his family and all the things we ever did together. And on the 14th of April, he was expressing to me the amazing person I was and just telling me all the many things why he continued to love me and why he was grateful for me. And then the day after that, on the 15th of April, he transitioned and he went home to be with the Lord. But however, I was still so grateful for those few weeks that we were able to spend together, the moment, the laughter, all of the gratitude of the things that we learned from each other and the things that we was just so, so appreciative and so grateful for. And I had to write that piece because although I was sad and I was questioning God and I asked God, I said, God, why did you put Clive back in my life and take him away? And I was talking with a girlfriend of mine, and she said to me, the Lord wanted you to know that he answered Mr. Brown's prayer, because from the first day that Mr. Brown got sick, his prayer every day to the Lord was not to take him out of this world until he had the opportunity to rekindle with you. And when my friend said that to me and shared that to me, I felt so much peace and gratitude that those past days and few months of the rest of his life, I was there to bring him back to all those moments when he was so happy that we were in each other's presence. So I'm so thankful for Donna for giving me the opportunity to express that and to show the rest of the world that it doesn't matter what happened, each day is important, and make sure that we give 100% of who we are into whatever situation that we find ourselves. So, Donna, I thank you for me to be able to share that with the rest of the world.
What a beautiful story and a beautiful experience for you as well, Dr. Daphne. And it's just those types of stories that I love about the Gratitude Book Project, how it brings over 300 people together sharing stories like that about gratitude, about appreciation, and everything from lists to moments in life. And you were asking about what this project does for me, and a couple of things. It just uplifts me because I get to take in a little bit earlier than most people. I get to read these entries, and as I'm reading them, I work in I have offices set up in my home, and I have team members who come in, and I'm always shouting out, "Oh, this is so good! Oh, you guys have to hear this one! Oh, this one is so good!" And I go in and I share with them the stories, and I think that it just speaks to something to us as humans, mm-hmm. that we enjoy stories and we enjoy and can notice the special moments. Mm-hmm. It's not just anybody who takes part in something like this. The Gratitude Book Project really brings together a special type of person mm-hmm. who can recognize the power of appreciation and thankfulness. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I just enjoy. And then the second thing is I want everybody to realize this doesn't happen just from me. I might be the person out there and doing radio shows like this and calls and things like that, but there's an entire Gratitude Book Project team made up of Dina and Deanna and Michelle, Jody, Jenny. We have all kinds of people working on the book to make it happen. And it's a great team effort, and it's our joy and it's our pleasure to do it.
You know, and I pray that before we have 41 minutes remaining, pray that a few of those team members would also call in and let us hear from them what it was like for them to be part of that project. And we would love to hear from them, and we would love to showcase and highlight the work that they are doing alongside you, Donna, because a lot of times it's not that we are not grateful for you, but a lot of times because you're at the front line, we keep saying Donna. So we ask that they forgive us for that, because we do embrace and appreciate who they are. So I hope they are listening and probably take the time to call in and let us hear from them what it was like for them to work on that. I want to go to caller 404 again. I'm not sure whether we spoke already, but you're still on the line. And I am calling just your area codes or the last 4 digits phone number. I am not calling your entire phone number. So 404, are you on the line? Your last 4 digits are 8865. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Hello, how are you? I'm thankful that you eventually got me. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, I didn't know we were doing area codes. It's 440, and I think I misheard it. But this is Eva Starr.
Oh, I am so sorry. Yes.
I am calling from Escondido, California, originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right. What does this gratitude project mean for you? And I'll have to give you extra time because you've been forever on that line. And seeing that it's just you and I and Donna now, so we girls can just hang out until somebody else calls us.
Okay, what gratitude means for me, I kind of embraced the other side of gratitude. Is I learned a long time ago from reading the story about Carl Jung, is that when something of misfortune, apparent misfortune or tragedy would happen, he would call together all his colleagues and he would say, come, let's gather around and have a party, and we must celebrate, for some good will come of this. So I remember reading that story. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's a marvelous idea. I had always been grateful for the good things in life, but I had never really thought about, wow, let's be grateful for what seems to be tragic or misfortunate. And so mm-hmm. I decided to embrace that idea. And one particular day, I had planned a big move to Florida. It took a couple years to plan the move, and I had sold all my furniture and everything, secured a job down there, had got my daughter ready to go to school down there. I was a single mom. And then all of a sudden I get certified mail saying that there's a custody suit and a restraining order for me leaving the state. And at first I burst into tears. I was devastated. And then I remembered the Carl Jung story. And I called a good friend of mine up. I said, bring a bottle of champagne. Come on over.
Yeah.
And I threw the certified mail on the table, and he read it, and he said, we're celebrating this? And I said, yes, for some good will come of it.
And a year later, the court said that I couldn't move to Florida, which was fine, but I moved to a nice home on the lake with an amazing view of the skyline. I started getting child support for the first time in my life. The court set up regular visitation, which enabled me to have a life, and I retained custody, and then 10 years later, I followed a dream and moved to San Diego.
I just love it. I love it. Ooh. Donna, what's your feedback on that?
I love that story, too. And I can't help but say that, Eve, I hope that you're a writer or you have some aspirations or maybe you do some writing right now because you just have such a beautiful way of telling a story with details. Mm-hmm. And in any case, what's bad is good. And that's a saying that I've embraced after hearing Dr. Michael Beckwith talk about it at an Agape service. And you are so right. I haven't gotten to the part where I celebrate things yet, but you know what? I think I might be there as well after hearing your story. So that is just wonderful. And congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I started the tradition in Cleveland. I started spreading that tradition about celebrating when unfortunate things happened. And people would call me up and say, I just got fired. Let's drink champagne. And people would just start celebrating all the time things that would happen that would seem misfortunate. But if you embrace it, you realize that in that storm is a rainbow.
That's right.
Yes, and looking for the rainbow is what brings the rainbow to you.
Right. It's the same thing. You know, I teach and speak about embracing adversities. And people, when they see the topic, they're like frowning and everything like that. But as I get into the meat of everything, they understand, oh, my God, that is so true. Because a lot of times we keep going into the same adversities because we did not take the time to learn the lessons from those things. And until we learn the lessons, we are stuck at that place. So,
mm-hmm. Being aware is so important. Just being aware, it's definitely character building.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that I'm happy for some of the blessings in disguise that I received in life. And I think, again, that's just a wonderful story. Eva, I have to say, hello, neighbor. You're here in the San Diego area, and you're from Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania originally. So
yes.
It's like a great migration coming west from the east. So thank you so much for being part of the Gratitude Book Project.
And thank you for having me.
This is indeed so diverse and so global. How many, Donna, how many foreign participants, overseas participants in this project? And where are they from, if you can read?
Wow, without having my information right in front of me, it is global. We have people from Australia, New Zealand, Canada, many people from Canada, Ireland, Ireland, the UK, Singapore. So, yes, it really is a worldwide effort.
Wow. Listen, Australia, call in. I just pray that some people from some of those other countries will call in. I know that Canada, I think we had a few calls from Canada this morning. And I know that some part of those other countries, it will be a different time for them. But we have another 34 minutes remaining that they will call in. And our Gratitude Project team, as well as the Christmas Book team, if you want to call in, we would love to hear from you and have your input as well. So I forgot my caller's name on 440. What's your name again?
It's Eva Starr.
Eva. As you wrote your piece for the book, have you learned lessons along the way as you were writing that particular piece?
Actually, that particular story happened about 10 years ago. I have about probably 100, maybe 200 stories similar to that. There was a time in my life where I seemed to be drinking champagne a lot because I went through a lot of tragedy. But I have learned, I have been keeping a gratitude journal for, oh my God, probably 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
But that the time that I learned that story from Carl Jung, which was, like I said, oh God, Bobby, 15 years ago, maybe longer, that really helped me turn my life around. And I really, really started to really embrace a lot of things that most people might look at as horrific.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of stories since then that people would be, oh, my God, that happened? You did what? And I said, yeah, I threw a party. We drank champagne. We celebrated because, it's just when you understand that. I mean, if I listed every apparent tragedy that turned out to be some huge miracle blessing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could write a book just on the tragedies that turned into miracles. But
that's right.
Hey, Eva,
yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about your gratitude journal practice?
Mm-hmm.
I usually write in the morning because mm-hmm. at night, once I hit the pillow, I'm like, light. So in the morning, I will write about things that or that happened, or even little things. Like when I lived in Cleveland, I would write a lot that the sun came out. I don't write that here in California because the sun comes out every day. Once in a while, I do think about I should be grateful even though it comes out every day. But in Cleveland, it was a big thing to put in the gratitude journal that the sun came out. But one that I practice is I think about something that I want to happen, and I put mm-hmm. it in the gratitude journal ahead of time for maybe that day, mm-hmm. anticipating that it's going to happen. I was teaching that to my students when I taught in Cleveland, and that is another amazing practice, to thank mm-hmm. ahead of time for something that has not happened as if it did. It's amazing how fast that comes to you, that particular thing that you're grateful for, before it happens.
You know, I do the same thing. I do a gratitude portion of my journal each day, and I do the same practice, Eva, before
uh-huh.
I meditate or before I pray. I design, most people do their 10 most important things of the day list. I do my gratitude list for that day. So
uh-huh.
I am setting my intention towards
right.
the outcome of my day.
Yes.
And it is amazing practice to do. A few months ago, it's already in last year, it was 2010, that each day for 1 month, I think it was the month of September, every day I journal 21 reasons why I was grateful for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my intention was not to repeat each day. So every day I found 21 different things. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's something I have that I want to compile in a book as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing when you do that because it becomes a part of you.
Yeah,
and
it's like a domino effect.
It's your responsibility for the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share a quote here from Brian Tracy. He says, develop an gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. And that is so true. If it is to be, it's up to me. And a lot
yeah.
of times people do not take the opportunity to create their outcome. And I know that the gratitude book is going to be helping each and every person to develop and create a better life, not only for themselves, but for their family members and for their community. I don't know
right.
if any of you ladies have a favorite quote that you would like to share. Feel free to do so.
And I want to remind people to please call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And today, we are here with the official launch of the 365 Days of Gratitude, which I am honored to be one of the co-authors. And for those of you who will be catching the archives later on, you will be blessed to be listening to a lot of the co-authors who call in to share their entry into the book. And I have a colleague that's now on the phone. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 5004. Your name, please, and where you're calling from. Caller, your last four digits of your phone number is 5004.
Hello.
Good morning. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Donna, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Donna. How are you?
I am fabulous. How are you?
I am blessed, and now that you have called in, we are so honored.
Great.
The Gratitude Project, why did you say yes to being a part of it?
Well, I grew up with a mom who told me I was ungrateful. And so that is something through my early childhood who I thought that I was. But as I got older and grew up and became an adult, I realized it's not that I wasn't grateful, it's that I didn't know how to express gratitude. And so today, it's my mission. I want to express gratitude. I want to help to inspire people to express gratitude. And my two articles are basically based on both of those, that feeling.
Fantastic. So Donna, who I call a sister friend of the same first name, I'm glad that you called in. And I think that you say something there that is also one of the pillars of the Gratitude Book Project, that gratitude expressed is the key. Mm-hmm. That is really how we harness the power of gratitude, by expressing it. And I'm really glad that you're able to find that out for yourself and also be part of the book and expressing your gratitude as well.
I love being part of the book and the project, I have to say.
Donna, not the editor, the other Donna. When you grew up hearing that you were not grateful, what did that do to you? Can you recall some of those moments?
I can. I truly felt as though I was that person. I took on that title. That was my name, ungrateful.
But, you know, I'm so honored today that you understand the importance of moving out of a role where others saw you as being ungrateful and to position yourself on the pinnacle where you are now seen globally as someone who expresses gratitude. And
thank
everyone
you for that.
Can learn. Go ahead.
I said thank you for that. I do believe what you were going to say. Everyone can learn it. I did as a young child. As an adult, I look for moments of gratitude. I think Donna's project, the Gratitude Book Project, is the very essence of that as well. And so to align myself with that, it has actually done more for me because I feel globally we're expressing it to other people who would, there might be somebody out there just like I was as a child that doesn't know how to express gratitude. And there may be one thing one co-author says that sparks something new for somebody to feel it and express it.
Yeah, it's just the little things. A lot of times trying to make things too complicated.
Exactly.
Just simply
I agree with
thank
that.
You. Some simple embrace somebody. You know, mm-hmm. a smile. It does not take a lot. All we ask and all that we encourage is that you start where you are. Thank you. Thank you mm-hmm. is a simple word. It doesn't matter how often you say that, but it is so important. Adonna, the editor, would you please take a few more moments, please? Tell people why they need to go to Amazon today, and what would you like them to do when they go there, please?
I definitely will. I just want to add, too, to Donna, I think that many of us might have heard the saying that the universe doesn't hear no, and it just focuses on what you are focusing on. So even mm-hmm. though throughout her childhood she heard that she was ungrateful, mm-hmm. I think the universe heard that she was grateful.
That's right.
And it actually strengthened her in her feeling of gratitude that now as an adult is being expressed. And so I just wanted, that came to me. I think that it's an opportunity actually to reframe things. And every time that you were told that you were ungrateful was actually that you were grateful. And that is at the core of some of the understanding of how the universe works, at least as I understand it. Okay, so yes, the Gratitude Book Project, today is our big splash day, and we are on Amazon.com. We are looking to sell as many copies of the book as possible to drive us up in the bestseller status on Amazon. And the way that you help us take part and also support some three wonderful nonprofit organizations is by going to Amazon.com and searching for the Gratitude Book Project. A number of books will appear because we have a number of books in the series. The one that you want, though, is the one with no picture. It just has an Amazon placeholder image there. That's our latest edition, the Gratitude Book Project, celebrating 365 days of gratitude, and it's so new that they weren't able to get the image up there on time. But you will get a book in the mail. And if you order it today, along with the Gratitude Book Project, My Favorite Christmas Memory, I'm going to share with you how you can get some free gifts from Kozik Rocha, Inc., my company, and we will give you some book writing and publishing and promotion materials, and all you have to do is forward your receipt to Amazon at mybigbusinesscard.com. Amazon at mybigbusinesscard.com. You have to do it today. It's today only. And I will send you a link to $500 worth of audios and guides and transcripts to show you how to write, publish, and promote your book. Again, you just go to Amazon.com, order both editions of the Gratitude Book Project, My Favorite Christmas Memory, and Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. Forward your receipt to Amazon at mybigbusinesscard.com, and we'll send you a link to some really cool and groovy info products to show you how to write and publish and promote your own book.
And because this show is on archive and people will be listening to it for the rest of their lives, when she says we mean the 14th of December 2011, that's the today we are talking about. December the 14th, 2011, before midnight, that's when you need to do that. So not that you cannot get the book afterwards when you listen to the archive, you just will not be able to credit it to the that we are looking to get into.
Mm-hmm.
With the expression of gratitude, I think I would be remiss if I did not take the time to express gratitude to some phenomenal people who has come alongside of me to put on the Vision Weekend Conference T12 on March the 23rd through the 26th.
Are you still with us, Dr. Daphne? hear a little bit of static, so I think that maybe her connection was lost again. While we wait for Dr. Daphne, she does have a wonderful conference coming up at the end of March, and she'll tell us a little bit about that. I just went over the details for our book on Amazon.com, and something else I was just going to add to that is that this book really does make a great gift. It's the Gratitude Book Project, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, is a thought of the day type book, the kind that we just love to have on our bedstand and to refer to every day. And I'm kind of laughing because I'm thinking about how that came about. And the fact was that although there are other book projects like this a little bit out there, two things that makes the Gratitude Book Project different is that it's focused solely on gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness. And also, the co-authors didn't have to write much. All we asked for was 200 words saying, why are you grateful? And I think that for most, they found it easy. But then on some aspects, it can be difficult to kind of boil it down to 200 words. But they all did such a great job. And we're really happy to have them in the latest edition of the Gratitude Book Project. Is there anyone else on the line with me? So just say hi.
I'm still here.
Is this Eva?
Yeah.
Eva, didn't know what you were getting yourself into. You called in, did you? Oh, thanks for hanging out with me. Where are you calling from again?
I'm in Escondido.
In Escondido. Okay, so just up the road here from San Diego. So you're also an ambassador in the Gratitude
Yes.
Project?
Yes, yes.
Could you, for people who don't know what that is, could you describe that a little bit from your perspective?
From my perspective, well, I'm kind of new with this ambassador thing, so why don't you tell the people?
You're like,
Donna.
Well, the funny thing is I think you just did it perfectly because ambassadors are people who are in the book and are willing to stretch themselves a little bit and do things like get on radio shows like this and speak to the media about the Gratitude Book Project. And we are really happy to have our ambassadors. We have over 100 people who signed up, said, yeah, let me be out there. Let me be a spokesperson. People just like Eva. And it kind of goes with the thinking. Yeah, thank you. It goes with thinking that, you know, we all can't do everything, but we can do the one thing. We can all do a little thing, something to help promote the book. So.
Yes. Okay, Donna, I thank you. I am taking it. You are speaking with caller and 869.
I was speaking still with Eva. She was on the line. And but we want to hear about your conference.
Hello?
Okay, I have a call on. So your first three digits are 869.
Yes.
Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, my name is Avenel Ward. I'm calling from St. Kitts in the West Indies, the Caribbean.
Ooh, I'm Jamaican girlfriend.
I was saying to myself, you have a very Caribbean accent as well, but I couldn't place where.
Oh, well, that's another conversation for another time. Let's talk about gratitude for you. Why are you part of this? And thanks for calling in from St. Kitts.
Yes. When I was always interested in doing some writing, and when I saw Donna advertising that, it would be easy to get in the book by just submitting a short article, and on a topic as important as gratitude, I jumped at the chance.
That's what was your entry about?
Well, my entry was in the first edition, 2011. I didn't get on the 2012, but I'm in the Christmas, and I was in the Heroes.
Wonderful.
As well. My entry for the 2011 edition was about just being grateful to assist. I have a neighbor who is unable to help herself because she's immobile at this time. And I was just writing about how important it is to recognize that there are different areas that you can just be of service to others. And for me, that was something to be grateful for.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want to thank you for calling in. And listen, follow my show, Market Favorite, and let's take a
connected. I want to talk to you, and I want to ask you guys to stay on, because I would be remiss if I didn't express my gratitude to some people, and I want to do that now, if that's okay with you guys. I want to show gratitude to my colleagues who have decided to come alongside of me to put on the Vision Weekend Conference in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. I express my gratitude to Mr. James Taylor, Mrs. Chandel Pitt, Ms. Jennifer Sertle, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Dr. C.J. Cole.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Daphne? I think Dr. Daphne faded out again.
Mr. Brian DeLay and Miss Yolanda.
Hi, is this Donna? Donna Kozik?
And also Mr. Simon T. Bailey. So I am so grateful for all of those speakers who decide that they will come on and help me to make a difference in everyone's life. And we have 11 minutes remaining. I have 4 callers. I want to, with the exception of Donna, I would like to give 869 30 seconds to just give a closing remark of why you're happy that you are on in the project book. And then 0 and then 805, and then I'll go back to Donna before I do my close.
Okay, I just quickly like to leave a quote from William Faulkner. It says, "Gratitude is a quality similar to electricity. It must be produced and discharged and used up in order to exist at all." And I think with the project, that is exactly what we are doing. We are letting people know that we are grateful. We are sharing it, and so it can be used up.
Beautiful, beautiful. And stay in touch, my sister. 440, your 30 seconds, please.
This is Eva Starr, and I just want to remind people that gratitude comes in many different colors, just like the Crayola box of crayons. Sometimes the tragedy or the apparent misfortune holds a huge miracle in if you just look for the rainbow in the storm.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Caller and 805, please. You're 30 seconds.
It's Donna from California again, and I just want to say that nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anybody can start today and make a new ending, and by expressing gratitude, that can change somebody's life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Donna, you have the mic.
Well, I just want to say thank you for everyone for contributing, and you have uplifted me through the Gratitude Book Project. Dr. Daphne, you have uplifted me, and it's my pleasure to work with all of you and to show you the way, and I can't wait for our next one.
Me neither.
Yay.
And I want to share one of my favorite quotes. To educate, for the feeling of gratitude means to take nothing for granted, but to always seek out and value the kind that will stand behind the action. Nothing that is done for you is a matter of course. Everything originates in a will for the good, which is directed at you. Train yourself never to put off the word or action for the expression of gratitude. I am so grateful to be part of the project. I am so grateful and appreciative that so many of my colleagues from across the world took the time to come on this morning and to express their gratitude to Donna and to her company, and each and every one of the members who have worked on this project to make us all look good. We are grateful for you. I pray for your continued success, and I look for many more opportunities to work alongside all of you. I am on a mission to transform the world by changing, I'm on a mission for changing the world by transforming one life at a time. And I know that each and every one of you who are out there as my colleagues, we can add value to what each other is doing. I encourage you to mark my show favorite, share today's episode with your list, encourage them to download it and to listen to it over and over and over again. And I encourage you, if that you get to give this year, let it be the two books that is put out by Donna, and it is my favorite Christmas story, and the Celebrating 365 Gratitude. And remember, she told you, when you go to Amazon today, the 14th, 2011, the book that you would want to purchase, not that you cannot purchase the rest, but the one which comes.
Hello?
So, again, I thank you. I ask you to join me on Sunday evening again, when I will be on the next Wednesday again. I thank everyone for calling in. I want to remind you, you have a destiny. And who knows, visit Donna's company, and who knows, the next time you will be part of the Gratitude Project. Find a way to express your gratitude today, and you can simply begin by saying, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. It does not take a lot. Again, I am so grateful to God allowing my body to be disease free. I am so grateful that He has given me this good report. I thank each and every one of you for being here today on the airwaves. And my colleagues, I think it's Eva, I thank you for being on the line, for hanging out, and I look forward to staying connected. And I'll see you next time. I love you, and I'm grateful for all of you for listening.
The plan you have. when I don't have all the pieces together. Because I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I know. Strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again. The